The Battle of Fort Sumter. Hi, in this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about Fort Sumter. Fort Sumter is the first battle of the Civil War. It is a man-made island located in Charleston, South Carolina. On December 26, 1860, Major Robert Anderson, the leader of the Union forces at Fort Sumter, put his troops and workpeople to work on improving the fort. But on February 1861, South Carolina left the Union, and South Carolina thought it was an independent country. Since the Union soldiers were stationed at Fort Sumter, the local people got angry at the Union for occupying their land, and it was disturbing them. The Union and Confederate forces had cannons pointing at each other. Meanwhile, Lincoln found out that the Confederates were making the Union army stay in the fort. If they went out of the fort, they would give the fort to Confederate forces. The Confederates made plans to block any supply ships and attack the fort. The Confederates decided to attack the fort before the Union ships got there. On April 11, Beauregard, the leader of the Confederates, sent men to warn the Union army that they would attack if the Union didn't evacuate the fort. The Union troops refused to surrender. On April 12, at 3:20 a.m., the Confederates told Anderson that they would fire at the fort in 1 hour. Anderson still thought that a Union ship would deliver their supplies and reinforcements, so he again refused to leave. The first shot of the Civil War was fired upon Fort Sumter at 4:30 a.m. on April 12, 1861 by the Confederates. The cannon shot was so loud that everyone in Charleston was awakened by it. Everyone was shocked by this new war. At 7 a.m., Doubleday fired the first shot for the Union. The cannons South Carolina had were capable of firing inside the fort, so the only safe spot for the Union to fire was from the bottom of the fort. For 34 hours, they battled, but the fight was uneven because the Confederates had a lot of ammunition and cannons, and the Union had only a few cannons they could operate. By the end of the battle, the Union forces were running out of ammunition fast. The battle lasted through the night, and the next morning, a cannonball started a fire in a fort that could cause a big explosion. The fort's flagpole fell during the day, so the Confederates asked the Union if they were giving up. The Union said no, but the Union troops really were thinking about giving up, and Anderson agreed to do that exactly that on 2 o'clock p.m. on April 13, 1861. On the afternoon of April 13, the Union gave up the fort to the Confederates at 2:30 p.m. No one was killed during the battle. Two people died because a pile of cartridges blew up and caused injuries. These were the first two people who died in the Civil War. The gun crew was also injured. The country was now in a state of war. Anderson took the fort's flag home, where it symbolized the battle. After the battle of Fort Sumter was over, the Union agreed with Lincoln's order to send soldiers and attack the Confederates. The war started on April 12, 1861, would last until April 1865. Thank you for listening to this podcast about Fort Sumter.